This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A powerful explosion rocked an upscale neighborhood of Afghanistan's capital Tuesday in an attack that apparently targeted the country's acting defense minister. At least 10 people were wounded, according to a health official. The minister's residential house, nearby buildings were destroyed in the attack, while damaged civilian vehicles remained in the area the morning after. The minister was not in the guest house, and his family had been successfully and safely evacuated. Gunfire outside the Pentagon in the U.S. this Tuesday led to multiple injuries and the massive military headquarters going on lockdown. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The incident happened on a Metro bus platform just steps away from the Pentagon itself. An AP reporter heard multiple gunshots. Another heard an officer yell, "Shooter." Roughly 90 minutes later, the Pentagon's police force tweeted the incident scene was secure and the lockdown was, for the most part, lifted. Neither Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin nor Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley were here at the time. They were at the White House with President Biden. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The British Navy has warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and its commercial shipping in the region, and has found itself in the crosshairs over it. Most recently, the U.S., the U.K., and Israel have blamed Iran for a drone attack on an oil tanker off Oman that killed two people. The British military initially warned ships that an incident is currently underway off Fujairah. Hours later, they said the incident was a potential hijack. This